back, baby!
There you go. 809, Sophie Heath and Normie with you. 1310-6 is our phone number. You can join the show anytime you like, but I'll bring it down because Sophie... I think you've built something up in your heart this morning and you want to get it off your chest.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous because I really wanted to chat about something that I think that you may have done yourself in relationships. I'm in the longest term relationship that I've ever been in, 2.5 years, and always prided myself on my relationship. So I've always been really like, oh, great, I've got this great guy. I think I'm a really good partner. You know, I do the things that, not the chauvinistic things you're probably thinking of, you know, like making him dinner and all that stuff.
But you're really, you love the relationship. Like,
yeah.
That's what you love, being in one.
I do. I do. I love my partner to absolute death. And so over the holidays, I was really shocked when he brought a conversation up about possibly ending our relationship.
He broached it just out of nowhere.
Well, I realised over the holidays, this was the hard thing to face, that I had been totally taking my relationship for granted. And the biggest lesson that I learned over the holiday period was, just because someone is there does not mean they are staying. And it's probably my greatest fear in my life is to have a relationship and not have it work, because a lot of people, like you guys, have parents that are still together, but yeah, it was the worst thing to have ever happened in my life, my parents breaking up. I loved my home life and it totally destroyed me.
Let me set the scene with Kale, your other half, because it has been a tough relationship for you in the sense that he's lived in Queensland down the mines and you've had, yep, it's always been long distance, and now there was talk of you both, him relocating to Newcastle to be with you. Is this what brought up the...
You know what? I think this is something that, I mean, you might have been through as well, where you let things totally change who you are. You know, money stress, moving, work, all of those things. I totally have taken him for granted, and when he brought this up with me, I was totally shocked.
Were you using him a little bit as a punching bag? I know, yep, it's a term, yep, guys often use.
No, I was. I was, actually. And that's a really hard thing to face when you realise that you have been the selfish one in a relationship that is willing to take but not actually preparing to, you know, long-distance relationships. You know, a lot of people in Newcastle have partners that work away, and a lot of the time I was like, I can't be bothered talking on the phone. I'm tired, I don't want to have a chat, and I wasn't putting in the effort that is required in a relationship. Relationships are bloody hard.
They take constant work.
They need
work.
Yes, so much work.
So the thing for me is, it's always the end of the year, it should be the happiest time with, yep, your partner. You know, you've worked so hard during the year, now's the time to relax, eat, sunbake. Why is it that it always leads to quite often breakups?
So much stress. We had a fight on Christmas Day, and I remember him saying to me, this is my favorite day of the year. Why are you ruining this for me? And the reason that I'm talking about it is because I think a lot of people sort of do take their relationships for granted and sometimes just think they're in them and they're just going to stay there forever. You don't have to work on it like you'd work on a garden or whatever. And it's really scary when someone says to you...
But how close, like, did he say, we're breaking up?
It was really close. He said, I'm just going to pack my bag and go back to Queensland. And I had to, you know, at first, I'm stubborn. I was just like, fine, if that's what you want, because that's your knee-jerk reaction.
Like, that's good. That's good.
No, that's your knee-jerk reaction.
How did that go down?
It did not go down well. And sometimes you just have to, my mum said this to me back in the day, and I was always like, oh, what do you know? She said, sometimes you just have to say you were wrong.
Kale's quite a softly spoken sort of guy, a really genuine guy.
He will take a lot.
I like the fact that he stood up here and he stood up for himself. Who wears the pants in your relationship usually, would you say?
It totally depends. I like to think I do, but he always says that he does, because I think that he's more level-headed, so he might make more of the real decisions, but... It's such a tough thing, and I was terrified. You know, that just in 2 weeks ago, I was beside myself because I thought, I'm losing the thing that is the most important to me.
Let's talk about day one right now. I haven't seen you for a while. Are you still together?
Yes, we are. Thank God.
All right. And how'd you sort it out? What's changed? What's happened?
I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, I've been really selfish. I've been really selfish, and I haven't put in the effort that's required for a relationship. And sometimes you just have to go, I was wrong, and you have to say, what have I been doing wrong? I need to change it to keep this person around.
Has he given you clauses, or has he said if it hasn't,
no,
if you go back to the
no,
old way?
I don't think I would have reacted very well to that one. You know, if you give someone an ultimatum, it's sort of like they're always walking on eggshells. They feel like they've got to be on their best behaviour.
Yeah,
but because it's such a fear to have this relationship break down, like I know a lot of kids from divorced families have, I just think, you know, look at your relationship and go, am I doing the best thing I can? Am I letting stupid things like money, like on my on your deathbed, are you really going to be like, oh, I wasn't the richest person in the world? No, you're going to be like, I had a family and they loved me.
Yeah, and so if you're not alone, I'm telling you that right now. Coming into Christmas, around Christmas, relationships go through tough times and quite often break up. It's really, it's a strange phenomenon.
They're really not easy, and don't take them for granted, I suppose, is my message. 131060, are you like me, and over the Christmas period, did you have a struggle in your relationship, or did something happen that you want to get off your chest? 131060, what happened over the break that tested your relationship? We want to hear, because everybody goes through them, and we want to know how maybe you got through it.
Yeah, and if you've called it quits, I'd also like to hear from you.
Yeah, how did it happen? Yeah, friend of the show, Merrick Watts, joins us on the phone.
Mez, congrats on the new brekkie gig, mate.
Thank you very much. Very excited about it. How are you guys going?
You're not excited. You are hating every second of this. You've got a young son. You used to be able to sleep in. You roll into the drive show, but now you're up early. It's awful. Be honest.
Good point.
It actually works out well, guys, because I've actually got two kids. I believe at least one of them's mine. But the fact is the kids wake up very early, so I'm up early anyway, so it kind of suits me.
So are they up when you go to work?
No, not quite, but I mean, they're probably not up long after I leave, so that's pretty good. Which means that nightmarish part of the morning where they are really just painful, that's just for mum to deal with.
Awesome.
I bet your dad likes to go in and just wake up and go, g'day, how are you, kiddies? Have a bit of fun, then go, right, they're yours now, love, I'm off to work, and she's up from about 4 a.m.
it's the parenting equivalent of getting a stick and pulling it in a blant's nest, and you just stab away, and then when the blant's come out, you just run away.
I like that metaphor. Now, Mez, I'm completely refreshed. I've had 5 weeks off. I've got the golden glow. I've put on about 5 kegs. I come in, but my co-host, my friend Soph, is down and out. What the hell is going on with you?
Well, Merrick, we've just been chatting about holidays and how they can be so detrimental to a relationship. I've always prided myself on having one of those relationships that are super strong, you know, that you think like, oh, this person's always going to be there. And it was a hard lesson over the holidays to realise that just because they're there doesn't mean they're going to stay there. So, you know, we're chatting about these relationship disasters. Did you by chance have one over the holidays? You've just mentioned that you like to sick the kids on the wife. Did anything happen to you over the holidays?
Well, look, we actually had a reasonably stress-free holiday period for us over Christmas. But I say, Soph, that you've got one of the great things that defines a relationship is whether or not you can travel together. If you have a holiday with somebody, you'll find out whether or not you actually love them. I once went on a holiday to Bali with a girlfriend many, many, many years ago. And I reckon we were there for about... Oh, it was probably about 11 or 12 minutes before I turned to her and said, I hate you.
No way.
You didn't get the tattoo?
It doesn't take much.
You didn't get the sleeve tattoo to let her know that?
No. And we spent another week in Bali just hating each other, and then we broke up. But with my wife, one of the great arguments we had on a holiday once, we were in New Zealand and we're going snowboarding, and she didn't want to snowboard anymore and I wanted to keep boarding. Anyway, we had an argument in the car as we were driving down the cliff. Mm. And because I'm such a stable human being and a great father, I said something swear bear, and then I said, I'll drive this swear-bearing car off the swear-bearing cliff.
Oh, my God, you're crazy.
Yeah. I told you I was unstable.
Completely stable.
I threatened to... that's right. But the only reason I didn't drive us off the cliff is because I was also in the car.
Right, of course. So you're a narcissist as well as being...
If you're going to love somebody, make sure you start with yourself first before you go out to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've done. So, no, I didn't kill her, but I've come a few times to killing my wife, yeah.
What do you think that the secret is? I mean, you guys have been together for a really long time. So what's the core secret to a really long and happy relationship, do you think, Mez?
Lots of affairs. Just have heaps of affairs and just don't ever let them know that you're sleeping with their friends.
Right, okay. I don't know if my boyfriend's doing that.
Oh, okay. Is he happy?
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't seem very happy at the moment, so he mustn't be.
That's what's going wrong.
He needs to heed Merrick's advice, exactly.
Yeah. Well, let him know that.
What about you guys in the studio at the moment? You're doing breakfast with Sophie Monk.
We're not having an affair. We're just having a really good time on air and having fun.
Mel B and Jules Lund, tell us a bit about how the dynamic's working in there. Have you had any fights with anyone yet?
No, we're getting along really, really well. It's all kind of... I've known Sophie and Jules for a very long time. And Mel B is just... She's brilliant. She's so much fun. She's incredibly relatable for somebody who is, you know, an international megastar. She's really just... a bit of a bogan mum at times, and that's what I love about her. So it's going really, really well. We're having a great time, and you know, it, really, radio is not that complicated, as you know. If you're getting along and having a good time, that's all you have to do. And if I feel like I'm not, if things are not working out, I'm going to take Jules and Soph and Mel for a drive in my car off a freaking cliff.
Really appreciate your time this morning, mate. Cheers and good luck.
Great to be on.
8:26 now, Soph. Did that make you feel a bit better talking to Merrick Watts?
Slightly. We would like to hear from you on 131060. What happened over the break that tested your relationship? Maybe it was a pregnancy that you weren't expecting. Maybe you had to tell your partner a secret. What happened over the break?
Or
that
maybe
you went,
your car actually did go down a cliff and you both survived and you've never been happy.
That would be an interesting story.